Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I realized that I haven't given you an opportunity to voice your thoughts. I haven't in the past, well, I've done it in the past, but for the most part, I haven't done it recently. So what I want to do is I want to make this a live call-in show. I know a lot of you are interested in the information that I put together, and you're fine with me going monotone, I guess. Maybe that's not the right word, but you're used to me giving my information, the stuff that I prepare, the things that I put together. And I get good emails from you saying, yeah, keep it up, keep it up. But I also am very curious as to what questions there are out there that I don't receive. You can always send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And what I do is I go through those emails and I respond to you. I let you know the answers that I've put together based on the research that I've done to help you become better educated as you are moving towards or through your real estate investing experience. And I really enjoy it. And from time to time, I'll pull those questions out and I'll plug them into the show. And I've got a few questions today that I'm prepared to answer on the air. But what I'd really like to do is I'd really like to reach out to those of you that would rather pick up the phone and give me a call. So let me give you the call-in number, just in the odd chance that you may want to call me and have a conversation with me about real estate investing. That number is 855-497-4335. Again, I'll give you that number at 855-497-4335. And, you know, just about anything real estate related is game. And I'll be right up front with you. If I don't know the particular answer to the question, I'm not going to make something up. I won't do that because that's not my nature. That's not how I operate. And I'm sure you've got some questions out there that maybe I just don't know the specific answers to. So I'm not going to blow smoke up your chimney. What I'll do is I'll say, you know, you got me. I don't know, but I will find the answer to that question and I will report back on this radio show so that you can hear that answer. Now, I will tell you, I've got a pretty solid real estate investing education. I received my education through Lifestyles Unlimited. I've gone through the Financial Freedom Workshop. That is the basic training that everyone in our organization goes through. And I've done it, I think, 7 or 8 times. I really have lost count. And the reason I've done that is because when I hear the information for a second or a third or a fourth time, what it does for me is it reinforces the information that I've learned. In other words, it qualifies all the information. I kind of say to myself, yeah, I got that check. I'm good. I'm good there. But the other thing that's really neat about our financial freedom education course is that you pick up current information. You see, that course evolves based on current events. Now, the fundamental information that's in that course is rock solid. I mean, that fundamental information does not change. And it doesn't need to change because, well, it's foundational. It's fundamental. It's the way things work. But certain things do change over time. For instance, well, let me throw out interest rates. I mean, interest rates have been doing some interesting things over the last year or so. They have been declining, and I have read article after article that articulates that interest rates right now are at 3% or below 3%. I mean, when I go on to different websites, and of course, you know, they're data mining me and doing everything that they do, and they know what websites I look at, they know what I'm doing, but I always get these ads that say, you can get with this company, you can get a 2.46 interest rate, yada, yada, yada. What they're referring to is interest rates on your principal residence. Now, one of the questions that came in from Jill is this, and she was very clear. She said, is there a difference between the interest rates charged on investment property and interest rates charged on your home? And the short answer is yes. Yes, it is. There are metrics that the lending institutions use, and they calculate in risk and other factors. And what they do is they decide that based on the type of loan they're making, they will offer it at a particular rate. And essentially what they do is they tend to charge a little bit more for investment property mortgages. The rates that I have seen, the differentials that I have seen, are anywhere from, say, 0.5% to maybe almost 1%. And they charge it more for interest rates because they believe that a owner-occupied home has less risk. In other words, the thought process behind it is this. If you own your home and you have a mortgage on it, and then you go out and you buy a rental home and you get into financial peril, they believe that you will forego paying the mortgage on the rental home, even though we all know that when you do it correctly, your resident is making that payment for you. They believe that you may forego making that payment on that investment property before you make forego making that payment on your principal residence, because their thought process is that you won't walk away from where you live, but you might be willing to walk away from something where you don't live. Hey, when we come back from the break, give me a call at 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335.
Del Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, I'm opening up the phone lines. So if you have a question you would like to discuss with me, I will do my best to give you the best answer I can. Give me a call at 855-497-4335. Again, that number, 855-497-4335. Looks like we have a caller. Let me get to the phone line here. It's Claire from Houston.
Yes, I had a question for you. One time you had a Swedish or Norwegian lady on, and she said whenever she rehabs the house, there's three things she does across the board, and I was curious what those things were.
Oh my gosh, you asked me one of those really hard questions. I feel like I should have studied for this one.
Oh, I've just been curious about this for a couple of months. Anyway, you can go ask her. But anyway, I was just curious. But she said whenever she redoes her houses, they all look the same. And it's a great plan, and people stay in her houses. And so I was just curious what those were.
Yeah, I recall the conversation. And essentially what she does is she has what's called a template. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. So she has figured out up front what she wants her properties to look like. And we have Lifestyles Unlimited members that do this consistently. So what she's trying to do is she's trying to replicate the same type of product amongst all of her investment properties. And it's kind of a sense of branding. So in other words, her front door is a certain color. Her property exterior colors are a certain color. And, you know, she's done a lot of work, a lot of research to figure out what those colors are. So that's what she does on the exterior. On the interior, what she does is well, essentially the same thing. She knows what type of flooring she wants to use. If I recall correctly, she uses vinyl plank, and there's a lot of reasons for that vinyl plank flooring. Number one, it is very durable, and that's very important when you have investment property, because you don't want to have to be doing floor repairs every time a tenant leaves the property or there's, you know, a situation that might call for that. So it also has a pricing feature. In other words, it is one of the more affordable types of flooring that you can buy, especially for the durability factor, and it looks really great. The other thing that she likes to do is she likes to focus on the kitchen because, well, correct me if I'm wrong, Claire, because you might have better insight than I do, but usually the woman is focused on the kitchen, the man is focused on other parts of the property. So what she does is she makes sure that she's using a countertop surface that makes sense for the area that she's in. She also does an accent feature. In other words, she likes to put a backsplash across the sink area and also across where the stove area is. There's a couple reasons for it. One, when you walk in, most other properties don't have that. So it really makes that property kind of pop, especially in the kitchen. And the other piece is it gives you extra durability protection for that property. So these are the things that she does in these properties. And to be honest with you, these are the things that we teach in our financial freedom education program. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that was. I'm curious specifically what colors she liked. Is there a way I can call her and ask her what she decided on her exterior colors?
Yeah, actually, I can get that information for you. If you want to stay on hold till we get to the break, I'll be more than happy to get your contact information, and then I'll get you that information.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, anything else I can answer for you?
No, but thank you. I really enjoy your program. Listen every day.
Oh, thank you, Claire. I appreciate that. Okay, so the phone lines are open. That number is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. We go to the mailbag, and here's another question that came in from Clint. Clint has a question about how he can get a lower investment property mortgage rate, kind of tied into the other question that they addressed in the last segment. Really, Clint, what it boils down to is a couple of things. The number one thing, and I'll be right up front with you, is you have to have a good credit score. Now, many lenders out there are looking for a minimum 640 credit score. I've heard that there are some lenders out there that may do 620, but I think when they were doing 620 was prior to the COVID-19 thing. So the common wisdom is they're looking for 640, but just having a 640 credit score will not necessarily get you the most competitive rate out there. So the recommendations that I've received from our Lifestyles Unlimited vendors that do this sort of thing, our lenders out there, our conventional lenders, is to aim for a score of at least 700. And what they're telling me is that as your credit score rating goes up, that has an effect on the risk tolerance that the lender is willing to do. So they will make more attractive rates for you based on that. Another thing they look at is your debt to income ratio. And essentially what that does is that compares your monthly debt payments to your monthly gross income. And what they're looking for is for you not to receive or not to exceed, I should say, a score of 43%. There's exceptions to that, but what they're trying to make sure of is that you don't have a ton of debt out there, because again, when you have a heavy load of debt, that is a risk factor for them. That makes all these little alarms in their brains go off, and it causes them to, you know, not want to give you the best thing that they could give to you or provide to you, is what I should say. Another thing is cash reserves. What they're looking for is for you to have cash reserves that are liquid, that are on hand, just in case something does go wrong. So typically what they're looking for is about 6 months worth of mortgage payments and cash reserves for investment properties. And to be honest with you, according to a couple of the guys that I've talked to, actually one was a gal, she said it doesn't hurt to have a year's worth or more. So the more cash reserves you have, the better you look from that risk category. Because you got to remember, your lender is providing you up to 80% of the money for you to do the investment. So they're partnering with you. So when they partner with you, they want to make sure that they're doing deals with a good partner. And of course, your experience also says a lot. So if you've got multiple properties under your belt and you're managing them all correctly, operating them all correctly, you look much better in their eyes. 855-497-4335. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I'll tell you what, I woke up this morning and I don't think my brain was fully engaged. I had people over to the house last night and we were kind of social distancing. These are some very close friends that I have. And, you know, we hadn't seen them in a long time. And it was an opportunity to just kind of get together. Now, we didn't do any drinking or anything like that. So that's not my problem. I just think that, you know, I just didn't get my brain engaged before I put my mouth in gear, to be honest with you. But on that note, I want to let you know that the phone lines are still open at 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Let's go to John in Clear Lake. Let's see if I can get him on here. Hey, John, how's it going?
All right. Well, I tell you what, about 20 years ago, I started to acquire real estate. I have several rental houses now, and it's worked out well.
Awesome.
But they are single family, and even though they don't require much time, I'm at the age now where I'm thinking about, just traveling more. And so, there's different options. I could have let's say somebody manage the property and so forth. There's different things like that. But I'm just wondering, if I did go ahead and want to, let's say I decided I wanted to sell, I guess I could sell them individually, you know, like on a retail basis. But is there also some other smarter way to do it? For example, I mean, are there people that just buy a lot and, you know, LOT of houses, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there are people that will purchase a portfolio of properties. It doesn't happen all the time, but that is one way to market those properties. You can bundle them together. How many do you have, by the way?
13.
That's a nice chunk of properties. And how are they cash flowing for you?
Well, all are rented except for one, and that one will probably be rented in a week or so.
That's awesome.
They're cash flowing just very fine. Uh-huh.
Okay, so one of the things that you have to take into consideration is when you decide to sell those properties, how are you going to transition out of those properties and what will you transition into? In other words, are you looking to maybe go into multifamily or do you just want to divest of all those properties and just get a big lump sum of cash? What are your goals for doing that?
Well, that is undetermined. I certainly would like to just have a chunk of cash just for a comfort factor, but I don't want to leave a significant amount of money just in the bank, getting a couple percent or that kind of thing. So I would look into other investments, and I guess I would look into the apartments.
Okay. We have a lot of members in our organization that have been exactly where you're at. They've built up a portfolio of single family properties. They've divested those properties and they've moved their investment strategies into multifamily. Some of them go into owner operating properties as independent rental operators. Some of them choose to become syndicators. In other words, they put deals together that other investors can come into. And others choose to be passive investors. In other words, they're like me. I'm not interested in the day-to-day operations. What I'm interested in doing is injecting that money into a deal and getting my returns that way. Were you thinking of any of those courses of action?
Well, among those options that you mentioned, it would be more of the latter. It would be just as a passive investor. With the current rental properties, again, they don't take a lot of my time, but they do take a little bit. I mean, every every month I need to, you know, make collections and make deposits and keep the books. And, you know, it takes some time. So if I was, let's say the COVID thing lifts here and I want to go overseas on some vacation or adventures that way, well, then I have to plan around that as far as the rental properties go. So I don't want to... So yeah, another thing I thought about is just continuing to acquire rental properties, but then every incremental property I acquire means a little bit more of my time.
That's true. That's true. Because you're self-managing, obviously.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So really what you're looking to do is transition out of what you're doing to get your time back. And I totally understand that. So yes, the answer to your question is yes. Can you package the entire bundle up and sell it to another investor? The answer is yes. There are investors out there that do buy properties that way because that's what they want to do. Of course, they're going to look at, you know, what are the properties renting for based on their financial goals and objectives, and will they receive the type of returns they're trying to get? But yeah, you can definitely do it that way, or you can sell them off, you know, one by one. Another thing you might want to look at is maybe doing, well, I was going to say do a 1031 exchange, but you can't do that if you're going to become a passive investor. You would have to go into some other form of physical asset. But yeah, you've got a good problem on your hands, John.
No, it's a good problem. But again, there's smarter ways to handle it. And this is just the road I haven't been down before. On that exchange that you mentioned, I guess I would not be totally opposed to something like that, you know, if it was significantly better as far as taxation and that kind of thing we go, because I'm sure I'm setting myself up for a significant capital gain.
Yeah, I would think so. If you've owned these properties for about 20 years and you've been depreciating them as you're supposed to, according to what the IRS says, and of course that depreciation helps because it protects your cash flow. It helps secure those investments. One of the things you could do is you could sell everything off as a package when you find the right investor to buy that package. And then you do a 1031 exchange into maybe a small apartment community. And when you do that, you're able to just basically avoid the capital gains by pushing it onto the new property. So you would not be subject to any capital gains taxes if you did do the 1031 exchange.
Ancillary question is, how do I find investors that are looking to buy packages like this, or those that would offer, you know, getting into a apartment complex, that kind of thing, as Spark?
Well, we have our own realty team at Lifestyles Unlimited. Are you a member by any chance?
I am not.
Okay, no problem. You can find a broker that can specialize in doing those types of things. They exist out there. Our Lifestyles Unlimited realty team, they're just very versed at this. That's all they do is they, I'd say 99.9% of their business is investor focused properties. They, you know, every once in a while, I think they sell somebody their personal residence, but that's not what they do. We've got a heck of a special on right now. For under $200, you can become a member and get access to all of that sort of stuff. And, It's an option for you. Plus, you get the educational component too. You might learn some things that you didn't know through your 20 years of experience.
Well, no, I mean, I have 20 years of experience, but I've listened to your radio program a lot too.
Oh, okay.
It's been good. Helpful. It's been helpful. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The concept
good.
Is the concept is good. I don't leverage quite as much as you recommend, but other than that, it's fine.
Okay, but you know what? You got to do what makes sense to you. John, stand by. We're going to go to the break, and I'll talk to you offline for just a moment or so. And for those of you out there that would like to call in, you've got a question, 855-497-4335. We'll be back after this.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Well, we're in our last segment, and I'll tell you what, I've still got some white space here for your phone call questions. And if you'd like to give me a call, you can do so at 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Of course, you can always send me a question by email. Sometimes it's easier for y'all, and I get that. That email address is askal@luinc.com. askal@luinc.com. Let me jump back into the mailbag. And this question is from Simone. And she says, are bridge loans and hard money loans the same thing? Well, the shortest answer I can give you, it's yes. Now, a bridge loan is usually a short-term loan that's typically used to fill a gap in financing, often for property rehabilitation or for other investment purposes. A hard money loan is a privately funded loan that is secured solely by the real estate asset's value. It's often sought out as an alternative to conventional financing up front. And there's a lot of similarities to them. Now, what you usually find the bridge loans where they're located is they're usually used in multifamily acquisitions. So maybe there's a property that you're interested in and you can't, based on where that property is at, you cannot get any type of conventional funding for that property because maybe it's just so distressed, it just doesn't have any rent rolls, it doesn't have anything to support any valuation. So conventional lenders may shy away from it. So a bridge loan would be used to acquire the property, get some of the renovations done, and potentially start building that asset base up so that you could put conventional financing on the property after the fact. Hard money loans are primarily, we use them primarily in single family acquisitions. And what we have found is that by correctly using a hard money loan, you are getting into a property and you're able to leverage that property's after repair value. In other words, what that property is worth all fixed up. And there are a lot of properties that we buy that they're just not all fixed up. They have deferred maintenance, or they, you know, maybe the owner of the property owned it for 20 or 30 years and they just didn't do anything to it. Or maybe there's a condition on the property. Maybe there's an issue with divorce or death or taxes or something else that, you know, is going to potentially take a little bit of time to clean up. And as a result, that property may be disposed of at a lower price, and we're able to acquire those properties. But because those properties are not meeting conventional guidelines, we could buy them with conventional financing. But the problem is we'd have to go in with 20% of our money down, and then we'd have to go in with whatever repair costs. So our amount of money out of our pocket to do that deal can be very high. And what we look to do is we look to acquire those properties for the least amount of money out of pocket to do the deal. And what that allows us to do in many cases is to go in and acquire a property and acquire that property for essentially less than 20% down. Now, you're thinking, well, how do you do that? Well, real simple. If you have a property that has an after repair value of, let's say, $100,000, and you can buy that property for $50,000 because of all the things that I mentioned, and maybe that property will require, say, $25,000 in repairs. One way you can buy it is you can go in with 20% down of the purchase price, which would be $10,000, and then you can go in with all of the repair costs. So now you're at $35,000 injected into a property to get it all fixed up. And you know, maybe you do take out financing once you get it fixed up. Well, the way we do it is we're going to leverage the hard money asset, because the hard money lender understands that that property has an after repair value, that properties that are fixed up in that particular neighborhood are worth that $100,000 price range. So what they will do is they will loan you 70% of that after repair value. And, you know, some of you might be concerned about, well, I've heard hard money lenders charge higher interest rates. Yes, they do. But what they're looking to do is they're looking to not be in that loan very long. They don't want to be a long-term finance partner with you. They want to work with you to acquire that property, to get that property fixed up, to get it stabilized by putting a great resident in that property. And in turn, you put the long-term conventional financing on that property. And when you do that, that's when everything starts to click in. And if you do it correctly, in my example, if you have that hard money lender providing you, let's say, $70,000, you're going to use $50,000 of that to buy the property. You're going to use $20,000 of that to do the repairs. You still have another $5,000 worth of repairs to do. So you've got to come up with the $5,000 to do those repairs. And you're going to have closing and holding costs. I mean, those are just a natural functionality of doing real estate. Let's estimate those to be another $5,000. So in essence, what you're able to do is get into that property for $10,000, you can do it. Then you do the takeout financing. Maybe you need a little bit more money. But if you're doing it correctly, if you've done your homework and you're doing things the Lifestyles Unlimited way, you got to ask yourself, would you be interested in buying that property with $10,000 out of your pocket? Or would you be interested in buying that property with $35,000 out of your pocket? And that's really kind of what it boils down to. Let me change gears on you. While we were at the break, I had an opportunity to talk to John. He's the gentleman that had the 13 properties, and those properties are providing cash flow for him. And we talked for a few moments, and he gave me an idea. He said, you know, Al, you talk a lot about the front end stuff, you know, how to get started, how to get going. And yeah, I do. I do talk a lot about that, because a lot of you out there are contemplating, how do I get started in real estate? How can I do this? How can I do this with the amount of cash that I have? How can I do this with, you know, what I know? And really, what we want to do for you is we want to teach you all of these strategies. We want to teach you how to do this correctly. And as part of our education, we do talk about exit strategies. Now, I agree with you 100%, John. I don't talk about exit strategies a lot on the show, but what I've done is I've made myself a note. So what I will do for you, John, is I will put together a show where I talk about exit strategies, you know, transitioning from maybe one investment platform over to another. In other words, like what you're considering doing, liquidating your single family properties. And, you know, it's an interesting concept, because I know Lifestyles Unlimited members that have been in the exact same boat that you're in, and they have either sold a couple properties off. And the reason why they sold a couple properties off is because they used that money to invest into other real estate deals. And they weren't looking to liquidate everything at once, because that's one of those things you have to take into consideration. If you liquidate everything at once, once it's liquidated, your cash flow stops. So that has to be a consideration. So I know some of those members, they didn't want that cash flow to just stop. They wanted to gradually wean off of those properties and then start putting the proceeds from the sales into passive deals in multifamily real estate. Well, music's playing. I'm at the end of the show. I really appreciate your listenership. And keep in mind, you can send me an email at askal@luinc.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.